With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hawks CEO countdown is on, not only the training camp, but the start of the season, which, believe it or not, now we're in September. October is right around the corner, Steve. I mean, yeah. I can't believe how quickly this offseason has flown by.
It's crazy. I mean, we'll be playing on the 21st, which is, you know, less than 5 weeks away. So we're getting very excited. Players are starting to all be in town, and we kick off on Media Day on the 27th with your wonderful station, our good friends in the media. Yeah. And then it is 4 exhibition games and then TNT's national spotlight for game one.
Nice. Steve Kuhn's with us, guys, and we talked about the stack pack. Still some chances to get some Hawks tickets, guys. Go to the Hawks website and get on it, because it's going to be a lot of energy, man, and all the national juice we're getting. Speaking of national juice, a couple of listeners, when they heard us tease that you were coming up next today, asked Steve about Trey and the wrestling stuff. Trey's he's definitely building his brand, and I love him going up to basically New York and doing the whole thing. What'd you think of that?
Oh, I loved it. You and the listeners might not know, I'm on the board of WWE, so I'm gonna have a little something to do with that.
But hey.
and I've got a world championship belt to give Trey as a thank you gift sitting at home that we'll bring to him real soon when he's back in town. But I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was hysterical. I think all hats off to Trey Young and the WWE for creating that kind of storyline, because nobody saw that one coming.
No, they didn't. And I loved it when the last time he was in this building, he took the soul of New York City. Well, I was crying.
That was kind of the whole idea. I mean, right. Hey, if you're going to be treated like the heel, let's earn it.
Embrace it. Wear the black hat, right?
Absolutely. Back in Madison Square Garden, perfectly scripted. He's choking out Rey Mysterio Jr.
It was great.
We were at dinner, and my phone was like hopping off the table, blowing up. Have you seen this? Do you know what's going on? And I'm just laughing, you know. But all credit to the WWE and Trey. I think they pulled that off brilliantly.
Yeah, they did. I love when he walked out. He's patting his chest like, yeah, I'm here. I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
My house.
It's Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. I want to ask you about this. This is interesting. Steve Ballmer, I know you know Steve, owner of the Clippers.
Yep.
So if you're not familiar with this, guys, for years they've shared basically the same building that the Lakers play in, right? Staples Center. And it's not been, for the most part, an issue. They changed the floor out. It's the same thing. And Ballmer bought the team, and one of the things he talked about was forging their own identity. And it kind of made me think about our owner when he came in, Steve, and said, we need to redo this arena. We need to redo this. We got to fix this. And we've done all these things, and now we've got one of the best entertainment facilities in the country, and the game experience is awesome. But the Clippers are going to have their own arena here, and it's kind of interesting that they're trying to do this and separate themselves. I thought this probably should have happened years ago, though.
Well, first of all, I couldn't until their lease was up with Staples Center.
Okay.
Steve Ballmer and his team came and visited us last year.
Oh.
Well, year before, sorry. COVID kind of blurs the memory. In 2019, came through our building, loved it. And we had a lot of conversations. And he's like, what's this club? What's this bar? What's this? And he goes, well, I don't want anybody to leave their seat. And if you saw his press conference, you know, he is finding a way to, you know, to try to keep everybody in their seat. And if we could redo and rebuild the framework of our building, they're doing what Milwaukee's done, and that's having a monster lower bowl.
Okay.
You know, to create that areas where you can have entertainment, but virtually every seat's in what looks like the lower bowl. And he's putting a lot of bells and whistles, but It's L.A. It's got to have bells and whistles. And it's right down the street from the new Rams SoFi Stadium, which is breathtaking.
Right.
So it's got, you know, it's got L.A. written all over it. I saw this morning it was on Good Morning America. And, you know, that's what's happening in our sport is that these are entertainment venues, not gyms anymore.
Right.
And L.A.'s
right.
will fit well with L.A., and I'm sure Staples Center will continue to innovate and renovate, you know, as that's a 22-year-old building now.
Right. There's a pretty funny video. I guess they were announcing all this stuff, Carl, and they had a live band performing, and they got members of the team there. And Kawhi Leonard looks like he's falling asleep. It is our man Steve Kunin live with us on Dukes and Bell, our weekly visit with a marketing genius, the man behind the scenes of everything going on in American sports today, including Trae Young and the wrestling situation up in New York. All right, buddy boy. With the expectations, is there any fear that because this is Atlanta, we get all the people, you know, well, what if this and that? This team, to me, Steve, looks like a team that can go right back to where we were, and it's also like we're getting two guys that were almost like free agents in essence, with DeAndre Hunter being able to play for a complete season, right? And I think we never got to see the full complement of players even during the playoffs. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, we feel like if everyone can stay healthy, the sky's the limit.
Cam Reddish, too, yeah.
We feel we have more depth than anybody else in the league, any other team in the league. And I think we saw how important depth is, you know, in having a great season and pushing through the playoffs. And every team had injuries. So if we can, you know, stay relatively healthy with our young core and our depth, I think this could be a very special time, you know, for Hawks basketball. I'm not going to you'd be foolish to say we're going to make the Eastern Conference Finals every year.
Right.
You know,
right?
Only two teams do. But I think we will be competing for home court advantage is what I would really like to see us do. And then from there, as we saw, you can go everywhere. So last year we said we wanted to make the playoffs. I think competing for home court advantage this year is kind of our internal mantra, or
yeah.
at least mine.
And I'm with you, and I've been asked this too. A couple of people asked me around the country about the Hawks and, you know, can they do it again? And I said, it's not even about that. For me, we're interesting. The point is now you're trying to find these games. You're trying to watch our team, and it's been a long time since it's been like that. Now, how many games we win and all that, I can't predict, but I was like, if you ask me, hey, Hawks are playing tonight, you're going to go, oh, what's Trae doing? What's the Hawks doing? That is what has changed, Steve, and I love that because people around the country now recognize that.
Yeah, we are as fun as there is, you know, whether it's high-flying with, you know, Collins or it's Trae doing some of the unbelievable things that he does with the ball. You know,
have you
Clint
seen John?
The defense.
Have you seen John, by the way? We haven't seen John since he got the deal done. We're just curious.
I have not talked to him. You know, with COVID, I mean, it's still fairly restricted.
Okay.
He's been in the gym every day, and I saw on Instagram he got a really short haircut. But, I mean, do you want me to give him a message?
Yeah.
Hit the show up.
Yeah. Hit the show up. You got your deal, Playboy. Come on the show.
Steve, no one was more consistently lobbying for him to get that contract than this guy, Mike Bell.
What?
Well, that's why we did it, Mike.
Wait a minute. What? That is not true, Steve.
Carl, I was his biggest supporter. I never wavered. I said, pay that man blank check. Blank check for John Collins.
That is
sure,
not.
If when he had 7 points in a game, I can hear that coming from you.
Exactly. I don't know what Carl's thinking about. But anyway, thanks, Steve. You can relay that message.
Mike right. of the moment, Bell.
Thank you.
One other question. So how does the top show get championship belts from WWE? How do we get our own belts? Just curious.
I think it's $499 and yes. two box stops from the cereal.
Okay.
We'll work on it, guys. Let's see how you do with those football picks.
Well, really? You know, well, really? You're going to judge us on football picks? We've been dominating this market.
Hey, by the way, if you were
a gambling
man. I was
listening
man,
to you guys
yeah.
coming home from the airport.
All right. Would you bet your alma mater this week?
No.
Okay, you stay away from
too many points.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.